This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Yesterday I opened up this topic of the fact that God says you are a worthwhile person. Little is much, you know, in life when God is involved. And I was talking there, as I want to again today, about the fact that we are made in the image of God. God loved us so much that he gave his only son. So God, you know, is the master of taking ordinary people, just like you and me. Let me remind you of some humble beginnings of some of what I'd call God's saints. There's David, a shepherd boy. He became a king. Mary, a young girl who, because of her faithfulness and her readiness to respond to God, was actually chosen to bear God's son, Jesus. We had Peter. Here we have this uneducated fisherman, a bit of a rough man who followed Jesus. And actually, we'd say that Peter ended up changing the world. In more recent times, Mother Teresa, this little nun who has impacted the whole world like no other in the past generation. And in the United States, Martin Luther King, he was a poor black boy with a dream to change racism in America. So that's why I say little is much when God is involved. It doesn't matter who you are or where you come from. All things are possible because the Bible says that no eye has seen or ear has heard. And really, no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9. So have you ever wondered why you feel life can be boring and uninteresting? Why do marriages sometimes lack that spark? Why is work so difficult, such a grind? So why are we indifferent about life? So if I said to you today, do you feel alive? Are you pursuing the dream, I guess, that's inside? What would you say? Yes, or that's how I'd like to live my life. But as Tony Campolo says, many people live and then years later die without having really lived at all. And a modern day philosopher says, well, we aren't desperate, but we are vaguely dissatisfied because we're living half lives, half-heartedly. And I think he's right. So this sense of dissatisfaction, what about the here and now? It's vital for us, of course, to be living in the present time. And I think many of us are plagued with thoughts of things that happened in the past or what might come up in the future. So what happens when you focus on the past? Well, usually the things that come through like uneasiness and guilt and fear and bitterness, and these emotions prevent us from really moving on. And then there are the other sorts of people who live in the future, you know, the what if, always looking at the next experience to the next destination. Maybe tomorrow I could be happy. So really what that means is that today is avoided. So imagine what it'd be like if you could live each moment focused to what today is going to bring. Now, often we're in too much of a hurry to get somewhere. We rush through life. We're thinking that I must find the important parts of life, and we tend to forget the things that are in many ways staring us in the face. Isn't it true that children, think of kids, you know, they know how to live in the here and now. They don't need reminders. You know, they love wonder and delightful things. They're very curious. They're very spontaneous. They see everything like they did for the first time. But as we get older, us adults, we just tend to take these things for granted. What about the things that happen all around us? You know, a walk in the evening, a beautiful sunrise or a sunset, or a grandfather and a grandmother been married for 50 years out holding hands and walking. I mean, this is the sort of thing, the simple things in life. It's a matter of keeping your eyes open to the beauty that's all around us. Well, the business too of the soul, you know, the Bible says in Proverbs, above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. And another, the older version you might know says, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. So how do we pay attention to what's really going on? We need to get more out of life than just working and sleeping, eating, relating to others. We need to go against this compulsive business and the drivenness that happens in our society. I think we need to be quiet. We need to stop, to reflect, and to take time for solitude. Do you know why? Because it's then that God can actually speak to us. Heavenly Father, thank you that in the quietness we can find you. May that happen for us today. This is a prayer I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.